I want to talk to Max Keiser about J.P. Morgan. It's come out in the news that they're being sued over silver manipulation, and they're able to hide how they're devaluing our currency to a certain extent by suppressing silver and gold. And I've seen a lot of economists and analysts do the equation that if every American bought one piece of silver, one ounce, you know, basically $27, $28, that would dry up all the real available silver and show their naked shorting for what it is. I want to talk about that with Max Keiser, and he really wants to get this out to the public. Since he mentioned it last week, it's already viral. But before we do that, Max, because I promised to get to this, and you have expertise in this area as well, you predicted this a few weeks ago on the show, Congress will try by secret vote to retroactively legalize foreclosure fraud. This is from Washington's blog. Today, Congress will try by secret vote to retroactively legalize foreclosures fraud and forgery by the big banks. Call Congress and say no. Now, they've already passed the food safety takeover bill, where you can't slice up tomatoes and put them in a can or serve food to anybody. I mean, that's how broadly it's written. Oh, they won't shut down parks with people playing chess. Oh, they won't send cops after little kids selling cupcakes or lemonade. Oh, they won't give you $15 million fines for garage sales. It's all happening. Yes, they will. They won't stick your hands down your pants and grab your genitals. Yes, they will. It's tyranny. And they're not going to stop until we say no. So now, they're reporting Bill H.R. 3808 will retroactively, basically end property rights in this country and say they can take property without having a deed, and that multiple banks who have these sold to them in derivatives can somehow fight with each other over it. So you just have no property rights if this passes. I want to get your take on that first, Max Keiser, and what this is going to do. And they've announced, as we predicted, they are going to cut Social Security. They are going to pass a sales tax, a VAT, on top of income taxes. They're going to start with unpopular things like soda drinks first. It's all happening. It's all happening. The austerity, it's all happening. Max Keiser, first on this issue, what do you see this doing?
Yeah, well, Alex, remember the telecom, retroactive immunity for all the telecom companies that were caught spying. Remember, they caught them hacking into the telecom networks and doing all that spying, and Congress passed retroactive immunity. So that gave them a taste of what they could do. Now all the foreclosure fraud, of which there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of documents, fraudulently signed, robo-signed, machine signed, now they're just going to give a blanket retroactive immunity. It falls into the theme that banks do not have to obey the law. There are no laws for banks. They are above the law, or if they get caught doing something, they get hit with a small fine, or they simply write new laws. When I was working on Wall Street, the management would come around and say, don't worry about breaking the laws. We've got lawyers. If you get into real trouble, we'll lobby what we do, and we'll get new laws. And that's the attitude, is that nobody ever breaks the law on Wall Street. They always say that the financial engineering is ahead of the law, you see. They're so smart that they're doing things that the law hasn't caught up with yet, you see. And that's the attitude, that these foreclosure crises, it's just that people don't understand. So they have to rewrite the laws. But when you get right down to it, the foreclosure crisis is five ways of fraud. They fraudulently induce the mortgages. They fraudulently foreclose. They fraudulently package securities and mortgage-backed securities. They fraudulently made bets against their own customers using credit default swaps. And then they fraudulently disclosed to the regulators every quarter and every year on their annual and quarterly statements their actual debt positions on their balance sheet. They committed fraud five different ways in this particular five ways of fraud.
So what is this going to do to the bedrock of a free society if they pass this and say, we're now allowed to robo-sign, we don't have to certify, we don't have to prove in court we own something? This is like giving the banks a letter of marque to just pillage the countryside.
There's no rule of law for the bankers. And what's happening and what this sets up is because there's no rule of law and because the bond investors who used to be very good about keeping certain forces in check because they've been co-opted and bought off. The only people left now with any integrity are what I call the gold vigilantes. These are the guys who are saying enough is enough. We're going to crash the banks. We're going to crash the system by forcing gold and silver up through new levels and to just completely decimate these guys and to hammer them where it hurts them most, their stock price and and just put them out of business. And that's what the gold vigilantes are doing, and they're succeeding. You see it right now in silver. Let me give you an insight.
Who originally thought up this idea? Let's give credit where credit is due.
Well, it originally came down the pike as an institutional idea. The big hedge funds are talking about it. I would say probably Eric Sprott of Sprott Asset Management and John Embry up there in Canada have been talking about this. Mike Krieger, who was over there at Zero Hedge, and I talked about it when he was on my show recently. And then I was on your show, and we talked about it. So those are some of the names. But it's not a secret that J.P. Morgan is short 3.3 billion ounces of silver. They are short 3.3 billion ounces of silver. This is silver that they've sold that they don't own. If anyone comes to collect the silver, they have to go into the open market to buy it to make that delivery. Now, the silver market is not even one-tenth that size. So, naturally, when you have that much buying on a commodity that's fractionally that much available, it drives the price to up, you know, to new highs. That's why I'm making this call. I think we're going to see silver trade at $500. $500 silver. It's based on a couple of things. Number one, we all, us in the industry and people on your show, see gold trading at $10,000 an ounce. That's a foregone conclusion at this point. You've always got a 20-to-1 risk relationship between silver and gold, so that's your $500 right there. Number two, given J.P. Morgan's position, they've got, as I mentioned, 3.3 billion ounces of silver sold short as part of their overall balance sheet, which is $1.5 trillion in derivatives that they can't cover. The entire market capitalization of J.P. Morgan is $150 billion. So they've got debts or derivatives 10 times bigger than the entire capitalization of the, of their stock, and all those derivatives are tied to their silver short position, and these gold vigilantes and people buying silver all over the world are going to jack that price up, and we can get to $500 silver. And look what's happening right now. If you look at the silver price right now, it's trading at $26.81. Remember that recently it got down to around $25. Now, as I've explained to you, Alex, my job on Wall Street for 8 years, I was a professional options trader. That's how I made my bones on Wall Street. 90% of my business was trading options. The third Friday of every month, which is tomorrow, is what's called option expiration day. That $25, what's called a strike price, a $25 price, the fact that the J.P. Morgans of the world were unable to get the price down below 25 means that all of these option contracts, thousands, that'd be rolled tomorrow, are going to be rolled in a way that requires every single one of these guys to put up more cash or to sell short more silver or to basically put them at greater risk. James Turk, who was probably the foremost authority in the gold and silver market, says this is the beginning of what we saw back in the 1960s when the gold cartel broke apart and he started the action of gold from 35 to 800. You see this happening in silver right now, right today. This option expiration date is happening right now. They're unable to keep the price below 25. He thinks that this price of silver could bolt well past 29, 30 bucks in the next 3 to 4 days.
So the banks...
I'm making the call right now, $500 silver. That's what I'm making the call right now, $500 silver.
Okay, so to be specific, though... So the big mega banks, they don't just want to suppress gold and silver because it exposes their fiat currency. In the act of suppressing it, it makes them be way short in actually physically holding it because they're going in there and making naked bets in layman's terms to manipulate the market. But if they get called on it, then their fraud gets exposed. And I think it is important to expose this fraud. The Gold Antitrust Group has been exposing it. Insiders have been coming public, and even in mainstream news, they've had SEC hearings, as you know about this, Max, in the last few months. So this is a real issue out there. But if it went to 500, which some say it should be for inflation or whatever, I don't know if that's the case. I'm not a technical expert like yourself or a Bob Chapman. But regardless, even if silver goes to $40 an ounce, wouldn't that catch them with their pants down? I mean, silver doesn't need to go to 500 to catch them to the with their pants down. Do you have some type of actuary number of what level silver has to go to really reveal the chicanery?
Well, every single dollar it goes up now, For example, if silver makes a $10 move, Goldman Sachs is at something like $5 billion right now, right here. And that's right off the top. It doesn't get into the ripple effect of their derivatives book. It means that they've got unrealized losses on their derivative books probably 10 times greater than that. And it just gets worse and worse. At some point, but I want to make this point, Alex, that $500 silver is well within the range of a normal market move, given where we've been and what's happening in both gold and silver going forward. There's always been this 20-to-1 ratio between gold and silver historically. And gold at 10,000, you're talking $500 silver. And this is a number that professionals are now considering as well within reach. So, and not only are you going to bust J.P. Morgan at these levels, and you're buying this silver, you're taking it off the market, you're exposing their short position, and what this means is they sold people stuff for cash. They have the cash that they sold. They sold people stuff, and they took people's cash. Now those people are buying back, but they don't have the stuff to deliver. They're short. There's nothing in the cupboard. They have.
And again, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they've been caught, especially Goldman Sachs. They even paid, $500 million, but they made billions, so it was paltry. They've been caught selling bad derivatives to their customers while they were secretly betting against it. And, of course, you know, they famously called it, basically pure garbage, but they used a cuss word for it. So,
well, they collude with each other. In other words, this is what James Turk is talking about, the cartel. They all cooperate with each other to keep the price cheap because they all benefit by having the dollar, the competitor to gold and silver, relatively strong. But they can't suppress it anymore. It's just like in the 60s when that cartel bust apart. You had to move from 35 to 800 in gold, Alex. 35 to 800. So I'm saying silver making a move from 26 to 500 is historically well within the norm. Those are the kind of moves we're talking about. Parabolic, you know, mind-blowing moves. We know if Google and these other high-tech stocks that had no business plan whatsoever, that had no profits whatsoever, were worth $100, $200, $300 billion on the exchange based on market, you know, maneuvers back in the 90s, think about something that actually has value, like silver, getting caught up in a global fiat currency.
No, I understand. A fleeing from all the fiat currencies that are being devalued through coordinated devaluation, and then the media lies and calls it a currency war. It's a race to the bottom. Now, you've got a story up at MaxKaiser.com called $500 Silver, and you've got an idea today, Max.
Yeah, the idea is Google Bomb, $500 silver. This is a story I've written. I call it the Crash J.P. Morgan Buy Silver Manifesto, or how to get hedge funds to do your dirty work for you and drive the price of silver to $500. But very simply, $500 silver. And it just goes over, you know, the eight-point plan. It just walks through where we are, what's going to happen. Every ounce of silver you buy, you're putting pressure on the shorts. And the thing about a monetary metal like gold or silver is that once it achieves these rarefied levels, it becomes more viable that the central bankers consider it as a reserve currency. As Robert Zoellick said last week in the Wall Street Journal, they now want to consider gold as a reserve currency. That means that if gold gets to $10,000 an ounce and silver gets to $500 an ounce as part of a move toward a gold-backed global currency, it's going to stay at those levels. It's going to be stuck at those levels because that's the level determined by the global banks as the new standard by which all currencies are factored. So you're making an investment in a move in a precious metal that once it achieves these price levels, it'll stay at those price levels. Plus, you've got these other central banks in China who are talking about moving to a gold-backed currency. The Middle East is moving into gold. The central banks are no longer net sellers of gold. They're net buyers of gold. They're buying hundreds of tons at a time. China just said they're going to buy another 300 tons. They said to catch up to America, China's got to buy 7,000 more tons of gold. And gold and silver trade in tandem.
Okay,
gold
so you want
10,000, silver goes to 500.
So you're saying people should
right now 500.
Okay, so we're going to break here. So you're saying $500 silver is a search term, and folks think this is a good idea. They could certainly go to MaxKaiser.com and read your article and put that into Google and see how the New World Order likes that. Well, I tell you, the rebellion is on here. This is big medicine, what Max Kaiser's up to here today. We'll be right back, Max. Stay with us.